Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we begin the prophetic book of Isaiah. It is the second longest book of the Bible behind Psalms. Isaiah is 66 chapters. Verse 1 tells us the author, the message, and the time frame. So let me read verse 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Isaiah is the author. His name means Yahweh is salvation, which gives us a glimpse into the message of the book. The central theme is God himself, and he does all things for his own sake. Isaiah announces God's charge against Israel. They have received much from God and should be grateful, but instead they have despised God. By Isaiah's time, Israel no longer trusted in the promises of God. Instead, they aligned themselves with the promises of the world. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The words in the first verse, in the days of Uzzah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, date Isaiah's writings around 740 to 680 BC, during the decline of Israel and Judah. Isaiah, the greatest prophet of this era, chimes in with other prophets of this time about sin and judgment, but also writes some of the Bible's richest promises of a future Savior. Salvation is a key concept in this book. In one of its Hebrew forms, salvation is mentioned nearly once a chapter. What to look for in the book of Isaiah? A unique vision of God seated on his throne in power and glory. We'll find that in chapter 6. Prophecies concerning a virgin birth. We'll see that in chapters 7 and 9. A clear depiction of what Jesus accomplished on the cross of Calvary. We'll look at that in chapter 53. We will go through the 66 chapters in 31 days, so there will be multiple chapters daily, like today when we begin with chapters 1 through 3. I'm excited to introduce our guest reader for the book of Isaiah, Denise Washington Blomberg. Denise has been on Christian radio in Denver since 1997, 20 years. She is currently co-host of the morning show on 91 AM KPOF, The Point of Faith. Denise also narrates books for Amazon, Audible, and various authors. I have been a guest each year on the morning show on KPOF for over a decade. As I shared about the Ezra Project and daily Bible reading on the show, Denise got convicted. Now each visit on the air, I get to ask her, "Have you read your Bible today?" Denise is a convert of daily Bible reading through the Ezra Project. She shared her Ezra Project testimony at one of our annual banquets and is a good friend and a strong supporter of the Ezra Project. When I contacted her to be the guest reader of Isaiah, she shared that Isaiah is her favorite book of the Old Testament. That's how God works. Let's listen to Denise Washington Blomberg on chapters 1 and 3, and Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Isaiah chapter 2.
Isaiah chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children I have reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Why will you still be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil. Your country lies desolate. Your cities are burned with fire in your very presence. Foreigners devour your land. It is desolate as overthrown by foreigners. And the daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a lodge in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we should have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts, bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity in solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I'm weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. How the faithful city has become a whore. She who was full of justice, righteous, lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your best wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them. Therefore the Lord declares, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will get relief from my enemies and avenge myself on my foes. I will turn my hand against you and will smelt away your dross as with lye and remove all your alloy. And I will restore your judges as at first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness. But rebels and sinners shall be broken together, and those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks that you desired, and you shall blush for the gardens that you have chosen. For you shall be like an oak whose leaf withers, and like a garden without water. And the strong shall become tender, and his work a spark, and both of them shall burn together, with none to quench them.
Isaiah 2. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say,
Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.
O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are full of things from the east, and of fortune-tellers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots. Their land is filled with idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. So man is humbled, and each one is brought low. do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of His majesty. The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Against all the cedars of Lebanon, lofty and lifted up, and against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the lofty mountains, and against all the uplifted hills, against every high tower, and against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft. And the haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the lofty pride of men shall be brought low. And the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, and the idols shall utterly pass away. And people shall enter the caves of the rocks and the holes of the ground from before the terror of the Lord, and from the splendor of His majesty when He rises to terrify the earth. In that day mankind will cast away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to enter the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs, from before the terror of the Lord, and from the splendor of His majesty when He rises to terrify the earth. Stop regarding man in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he?
Isaiah 3. For behold, the Lord God of hosts is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and supply, all support of bread and all support of water, the mighty man and the soldier, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor and the skillful magician, and the expert in charms. And I will make boys their princes, and infants shall rule over them. And the people will oppress one another, every one his fellow, and every one his neighbor. The youth will be insolent to the elder, and the despised to the honorable. For a man will take hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, "You have a cloak, you shall be our leader, and this heap of ruins shall be under your rule." And that day he will speak out, saying, "I will not be a healer in my house. There is neither bread nor cloak. You shall not make me leader of the people." For Jerusalem has stumbled, and Judah has fallen, because their speech and their deeds are against the Lord, defying His glorious presence. For the look on their faces bears witness against them. They proclaim their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them! For they have brought evil on themselves. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked! It shall be ill with him. For what his hands have dealt out shall be done to him. My people, infants are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, your guides mislead you, and they have swallowed up the course of your paths. The Lord has taken his place to contend. He stands to judge peoples. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders and princes of his people. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people? By grinding the face of the poor, declares the Lord of hosts. The Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks, glancing wantonly with their eyes, mincing along as they go, tinkling with their feet. Therefore the Lord will strike with a scab the heads of the daughters of Zion, and the lords will lay bare their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the finery of the anklets, the headbands and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets and the scarves, the headdresses, the armlets and sashes, the perfume boxes and the amulets, the nose rings, the festal robes, the mantles, the cloaks and the handbags, the mirrors, the linen garments, the turbans and the veils. Instead of perfume, there will be rottenness, and instead of a belt, a rope, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a rich robe, a skirt of sackcloth, and branding instead of beauty. Your men shall fall by the sword, your mighty men in battle, and her gates shall lament and mourn. Empty shall she sit on the ground.
Going over the book of Isaiah, I will use three of my personal Bible reading journals. First one will be from 1991, then 10 years later, 2001, and another 10 years later, 2011. Because of the length of today's readings, I will just highlight a couple of verses out of each of the chapters we've just heard. And I'm going to go backwards from chapter 3 back to chapter 1. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "For behold, the Lord God of hosts is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judea support and supply." Verse 8 tells us why. "For Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen, because their speech and their deeds are against the Lord, defying his glorious presence." Chapter 2, verse 11 also tells us why. "The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day." And we see a very important future prophetic word in chapter 2, starting with verse 3. It says, "For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." And verse 4 says, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Oh, we long for that day, don't we? And all the way back to chapter 1, verse 2. "Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me." And verse 4, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel." Verse 15, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good." And finally, verse 18, a great, great verse. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." Father, as we close out the beginning of the book of Isaiah, the first three chapters, you admonish us to come now and reason together. Christianity is not just about faith, it's reasonable. Because you are a reasonable God. So as we go through the book of Isaiah, let us use our minds as well as our hearts to understand what you have to say to your people then, people of Israel, and your people today, us. Come now, let us reason together through the book of Isaiah. We ask for your Holy Spirit's guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.